news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It happened again. A gunman opened fire Wednesday at an Orange, California office complex and killed four people, including a child. A fifth victim was seriously injured. Police officers shot at the suspect, who was taken to a hospital with a gunshot wound and listed in critical condition, although it wasn't immediately clear whether he shot himself or was hit by police. Either way, the gunman started shooting inside an office suite at the complex, which included an insurance office, a marriage therapist, a phone repair shop, and several other businesses. By CNN's count, this is at least the 20th mass shooting since the Atlanta area spa attacks 2 weeks ago that left eight people dead. This is where I'd normally go into the story about the gun control legislation that's moving through Congress, but there isn't any. So we'll move right along. President Biden on Wednesday unveiled a $2 trillion infrastructure, jobs, and green energy plan, the first phase of his Build Back Better economic agenda. In a speech in Pittsburgh, Biden called his American Jobs Plan a, quote, once-in-a-generation investment in America. It includes billions of dollars for rebuilding the country's infrastructure, including roads, bridges, rail lines, and utilities, and also aims to ensure that every American has access to high-speed broadband internet. To pay for it, Biden is proposing tax hikes on businesses, something Republicans oppose. Well, of course they do. Testimony continued Wednesday in the third day of the murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin for the death of George Floyd. For the first time, we and the jurors saw video footage from inside Cups Foods, where Floyd allegedly used a counterfeit $20 bill to pay for a pack of cigarettes. 19-year-old Christopher Martin was working as the cashier that day, and he testified that he noticed that the bill had a weird blue pigment that made him suspicious.
George was motionless, limp, and Chauvin seemed very, he was in a resting state.
What was going through your mind during that time period?
Disbelief and guilt.
Why guilt?
If I would have just not taken the bill, avoided.
Just heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking. So the poster child for Florida man, Matt Gaetz, appears to be in some serious trouble. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said Wednesday that the sex trafficking investigations against the Florida congressman has, quote, serious implications. But he went on to say that it's too early to remove him from committees because, quote, we don't have any information. Well, Congressman Ted Lieu disagrees. He said that Gaetz should be prosecuted if the allegations are true, but he should be removed immediately from the House Judiciary Committee because it has oversight of the Justice Department, which is investigating him. The New York Times first reported on Tuesday that the DOJ was looking into whether Gaetz had a sexual relationship with a girl who was just 17, making her above the age of consent in some states, below in others, and that he paid for her to travel with him across state lines, which opens up human sex trafficking charges as well. Gaetz has denied the allegations. Stay tuned. New York City police on Wednesday arrested the man captured on video beating and stomping a 65-year-old Asian American woman in Manhattan. The suspect, 38-year-old Brandon Elliott, was previously convicted for killing his mother. Yeah, he killed his mother. And he served time for that conviction before he was released in 2019 on something called lifetime parole. He reportedly was staying in a hotel used as a homeless shelter near the attack scene. He faces two counts of felony assault as a hate crime, attempted assault as a hate crime, and other charges. If convicted, he faces up to 25 years in prison. The attack was one of two recent acts of violence against Asian Americans in New York City, which has seen a rise in hate crimes against Asian Americans. In both cases, bystanders saw the attacks but did nothing to help the victims. So Wednesday was International Transgender Day of Visibility. President Biden issued the first presidential proclamation recognizing the occasion that's dedicated to celebrating transgender people and bringing awareness to the discrimination and violence they face every day. In his proclamation, Biden said of the activists who made this day possible, quote, "Their trailblazing work has given countless transgender individuals the bravery to live openly and authentically. This hard-fought progress is also shaping an increasingly accepting world in which peers at school, teammates and coaches on the playing field, colleagues at work, and allies in every corner of society are standing in support and solidarity with the transgender community." The Defense Department on Wednesday used the occasion to reverse the former guy's policy that essentially banned transgender troops from serving openly in the U.S. military. The new Pentagon guidelines, which take effect April 30th, increase access to medical care for people transitioning while in the military and largely reinstates the policies of former President Barack Obama. President Biden signed an executive order in January protecting transgender troops at risk of being expelled from the military under the Trump-era policies. There are about 15,000 transgender service members in the U.S. military, according to advocates, and some 2,200 of them have been diagnosed and are seeking care for gender dysphoria. Well, I guess it's now two steps up and one step back. Shipments of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine have been halted as the drug maker admits that due to worker error, as many as 15 million doses may have been ruined. Workers at a Baltimore factory somehow mixed up the ingredients. Meanwhile, we're learning more about the full impact of the pandemic. COVID-19 was the third leading cause of death in 2020 in the United States, right behind heart disease and cancer. The virus also led to a global increase in stillbirths, maternal mortality, and depression. So remember Donald Trump's dear leader style cabinet meetings where he'd go around the table to hear the secretaries heap accolades on the orange one? Well, you can expect to hear none of that nonsense on Wednesday when Joe Biden convenes his cabinet for the first time. The 25-member group will discuss, among other things, the first part of the president's brand new infrastructure plan unveiled just Tuesday, along with the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package passed a couple of weeks ago, and other top priorities. And finally,
way back, see you later!
It's opening day. Ballparks around the country are opening at different capacity levels. We must cite the Texas Rangers, who for some reason are opening their stadium at full capacity. This can't turn out well. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.